Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio on this Wednesday, March 18th, I think it is. 19th, what is today? Today is March 19th, 2015. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. So on Wednesdays, you know, we do entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, whatever, and hot topics. Well, I have an announcement to make. I am in a lot of pain right now. My right arm, I have a pinched nerve in my back that affects my right arm, and I mean it hurts really bad. And my stomach is cramping like it's that time of the month, but it's not. I think it's from the medication that they gave me. It's got my stomach cramping. So I'm warning you ahead of time. I'm going to do as much of the show as I can until if I just start hurting real bad, then I'm going to close it down. So anyway, let's go to entertainment news and begin the show. And thank you, everyone, for being with me today. Actress Viola Davis and crew will be back for a new and longer season of the ABC hit show How to Get Away with Murder. After Marlon Wayans is also coming to TV, Wayans got his big break in Living Color, but now he's returning to TV with another variety show. Wayans is signed to host I Can Do That on NBC. The series will feature celebrities putting on a show with skills they usually don't use or didn't know they even possess. Cheryl Burke, Nicole Scherzinger, Joe Jonas are just a few of the stars featured. I Can Do That will air this summer on NBC. I didn't even know any of those stars. Must be the B-list. Anyway, after he wraps his role as legendary comedian Richard Pryor in Lee Daniels' big screen biopic, Mike Epps is coming to TV. Epps will star as Uncle Buck, a TV adaptation of the 80s classic that starred the comic actor John Candy. Uncle Buck is headed to ABC co-starring Nia Long. Now I got the hiccups. Kerry Washington says motherhood has improved her life, but it's also seemed to bring out the protector in her, too. The Scandal star tells People magazine that her life has been made better in every way since the arrival of her now 11-month-old daughter, Isabel Amarachi, her first child with husband and one-time Philadelphia Eagle, now retired NFL player Nnamdi Eskomuga, whatever, I can't pronounce his name, it's African. Washington was on a recent press junket with the Scandal cast when she had to turn protective of former co-star Columbus Short. Short's character was killed off after he was let go from the show after countless legal and personal problems. Alcohol, domestic violence charges overshadowed him. While doing a question and answer session with fans, someone tried to get the cast to describe their feelings on Short's departure and high-profile troubles. Washington quickly but politely put the brakes on that conversation, as we say, the kibosh. She let it be known that Short is still a part of their TV family and thanked the fan for understanding that they would not be answering such questions. Right on, Carrie. Sports reporter Pam Oliver is returning to the sidelines for two more years. This past season was supposed to be her farewell tour as a sideline reporter for the number 2 team broadcasting team on Fox. Oliver, 54, has caught a lot of flack about her appearance, her hair in particular. That a bitch? The weaves, the wigs, despite being a 20-year veteran, she was demoted to the number 2 broadcast team by Fox and replaced by 36-year-old Aaron Andrews. As popular as Andrews is, Fox heard the outcry and faced much heat on what viewers felt was a disrespectful handling of the well-liked Pam Oliver. That motivated Fox to ask Oliver to remain with the network in her current number 2 position. Oliver just signed a new 2-year deal that will see her back on Fox at the start of the NFL season in the number 2 position. It didn't change, y'all. It didn't take her back up to where she was at. And Fox, don't nobody like your ass anyway. So anybody that's on there and you did good, God bless you. But Fox, to me, is a very racist network. Saturday, oh, that's already passed. Soap opera veteran actress Victoria Rowell is suing CBS Sony Pictures. Rowell, 55, says she has been trying for the past 5 years to return to the soap The Young and the Restless. Rowell played the popular character Drusilla Winters. I remember that from 1990 to 2007. Rowell says because she has spoken out about discrimination and injustices on The Young and the Restless. She's been blackballed and left broke. Wow. How about that? Because she was on Dick Van Dyke, that show. I mean, well, you can still see her because it still does come on. Okay. Well, the movie Selma, about the 1965 march led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., is coming out on DVD April 21st and Blu-ray May 5th. The movie won the Academy Award for Best Song for Glory, and its writers and performers, John Legend and Common. Well, meanwhile, Bobby Brown's siblings, yeah, you heard me, Bobby Brown's siblings are filming a reality show. The show is to include what's happening with Bobby Chris. Bobby's sisters Tina and Leola have made headlines of their own. Sister Leola told the press she expects Nick Gordon to be charged, while police and Bobby Brown declined to comment that far. Leola also once told the press Ray J was to blame for Whitney Houston's cocaine addiction and therefore her death. Yeah, okay. You trying to get your little 15 minutes of fame, Leola. You need to quit it. Sister Tina was arrested after fighting her own son. Hello, somebody. Shanae, after hitting him over the head with a bottle at Atlanta Hotel during a vigil for Bobby Chris. Well, Bobby, your family sound like they're real ghetto. Tina also claimed to have done drugs with her late sister-in-law, Whitney. No word yet on what network may be interested in airing the show. But Bobby Brown lawyers have said he won't appear on it. Good for you, Bobby, because it ain't nothing but a bunch of mess. And your sisters, that stuff ain't cool. Everybody trying to make money off of somebody else. If you really love Whitney, you shut your mouth and stay there at the hospital and pray for Bobby Chris to come out of this coma. But no, you trying to make your little money off of her sickness and her mama's death. Come on, let's be real about it. Okay, you weren't out there when Bobby and Whitney were together. For years, actress Felicia Rashad was known as the ultimate TV mom, Claire Huxtable, and now she is returning to TV in the CBS drama For Justice. Rashad is going to play an FBI director who is a lesbian. Ava DuVernay of Selma will be directing some episodes, and Robert De Niro will serve as the show's executive producer. That's right, Robert De Niro. You heard me right. Okay, with that, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm doing pretty good, so let's just keep on going. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Well, I've got a sports story for you. Marshawn Lynch of the Seattle Seahawks was involved in a brawl outside a bar. Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch and a group of his friends were reportedly involved in a fight outside a bar in San Francisco last Friday night. According to TM, Lynch and his friends were leaving the establishment when a man who appeared intoxicated began taunting Lynch and repeatedly calling him the Seattle Sea Chicken. A witness says someone in Lynch's crew snapped on the guy and a brawl broke out. Lynch allegedly tried to pull one of his friends off the instigator and got in a few punches while he was at it. From what we gather, no arrests were made. After supposedly considering retirement, Lynch agreed to a new contract with the Seahawks earlier this month. Aside from a few comments that likely rubbed salt in Pete Carroll's wounds, Lynch has remained relatively quiet over the past few seasons. We're sure the Seahawks will be looking into the alleged incident from Friday night. Well, I'll give you the rest of the story. Nothing happened to Lynch because he wasn't a part of it. I mean, he wasn't. It was his somebody in his entourage just snapped. He just tried to break the fight up and said, forget it, and walked away. So nothing you can blame Marshawn for. Just something to make headlines. Now, on politics, Hillary Clinton is running to win, but on her own terms. Thank you very much. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day in 1996, when Hillary Clinton was in the White House, she had a long conversation with her best friend and soulmate and confidant, Diane Blair. The two women had forged a relationship back in the 1970s when they were both teaching at Fayetteville in Arkansas, which is Bill's home state, and would remain close until Blair's death from cancer in 2000. With the blunt honesty of a trusted friend, Blair raised with Clinton one of the most vexed problems that has bedeviled her years of public service, her toxic dealings with the press. Couldn't she avoid a lot of grief? Blair suggested by developing friendlier relationships, even fake ones, with media figures. And shouldn't she stop changing her hair so often? Blair clearly touched a nerve, provoking a defiant reposit from the First Lady in today's context, and at the end of a week in which Hillary Clinton has yet again found herself face-to-face with a skeptical press demanding answers about her use of private email address while working as America's top diplomat, whose robust words almost two decades ago could uncannily present. I'm a proud woman, Clinton began. I'm not stupid. I know I should do more to suck up to the press. I know it confuses people when I change my hairdos. I know I have to compromise. But then Clinton's tone suddenly shifted. But I'm not going to, she said. I'm a complex person, and they're just going to have to live with that. I'm used to winning, and I intend to win on my own terms. Win on my own terms, the phrase would make a great title to a chronicle of the battles Clinton has fought under the public spotlight. It runs through her White House struggles to introduce health care reform and her war with what she famously dubbed the vast right-wing conspiracy. It was evident in her bruising clash with Barack Obama in her first unsuccessful bid for the presidency in 2008. And judging from this week's events at the United Nations, where she treated reporters asking about her use of private email servers while Secretary of State with a dismissive that verged on contempt. It looks like it's becoming a storyline in the 2016 presidential campaign that she is expected to launch within weeks. Well, just remember, you heard it here first, okay? Be right back. We're on another break.
I'm a
All right, and we are back. I want to say goodbye. This is an article, and I definitely want to read this for everybody. Say goodbye to employer-provided health insurance. Could employer-provided health insurance be going the way of employer-sponsored pension plans? Well, this is my thing on it. I'll read a little bit of the article. My thing on it is that I saw this coming years ago. How do you say unions, benefits, IRAs, and retirement radically changed the purpose and thought of the original mission of said companies? Everybody below the CEO and CFO are priced out, so to speak. Now it has turned into a roller derby. Who is going to catch up with you first? It is no longer who you know. It has been become for real now. Who do you blow? Or in parentheses, I put suck up, excuse for the pun. So, the article states, could employers-provided health plans be going the way of employer-sponsored pension plans? Well, Rick Lindquist, president of Zane Benefits, which specializes in individual health insurance reimbursements for small businesses, say not only could it happen, it's happening already. Lindquist and Paul Zane Pilzer, who founded Zane Benefits, argued the case in their new book, The End of Employer-Provided Health Insurance. As surprising as you may find the title, get a load of a subtitle, Why Is It Good for You, Your Family, and Your Company? Well, Lindquist and Paulser of Salt Lake City, Utah-based company stands to profit if employers shift from traditional health insurance toward their defined contribution reimbursement system. In that model, employers are given a flat amount of cash from their employer, say $500 a month, told to buy a healthcare plan with it, and their firms will cover the medical costs. Still, I wanted to learn more. I recently spoke with Lindquist about why he thinks employer-provided health insurance is the employee benefits equivalent of now you see it, now you don't snapshot. Next avenue, why are employers moving away from offering health insurance? Well, Lindquist states there'll be a massive shift. In fact, we're in the middle of it. People categorize this as employers dumping health insurance. Yes, they stop offering health insurance, but they don't stop offering benefits. They're just changing the way that they deliver them and replacing them with defined contribution plans. It could save millions of dollars for employees and employers. Well, then how fast is this switching? I ask. In our book, we project that by 2017, the majority of small businesses that now offer health insurance will switch to defined contribution. This is being led by small business owners, but it doesn't stop there. A few years ago, some big companies, Verizon and AT&T, leaked documents saying they were evaluating dropping health insurance plans. Some big companies will drop their plans, and that will have a snowball effect. We project that 90% of all businesses will drop offering health insurance plans in the next 10 years. Why don't we see more big companies doing this? I ask. They don't understand it. Plus, there's a cost to make the transition, to avoid a revolt. You need to educate employees, which is hard. It will happen. Why is this happening? Since the early 2000s, healthcare costs for businesses have been growing faster than any other employee costs, and they've shifted the cost to employees over the last 15 years. That's true. I'm a witness to that. With higher deductibles, correct. Higher copays and higher premiums. So true. So true. Okay, so this is more on this. As costs rise, especially for small businesses, either the employees stop taking the plan or they go with their spouses or buy their own. This causes participation issues for the employer, and the plan is then canceled by the carrier. What small businesses are doing is saying, what are my choices? Because when a new hire says what are my health benefits, you need an answer. So that has led to the designing of these programs. Why do you say they're good for individuals? Health insurance is one of the most important and expensive products we buy, but who's in charge of picking it? Your employer? You could lose your job and then lose your insurance, or your doctors can cancel participating in the middle of a health event for you. The new system is a gift from the employer, especially when it offers a way to save money compared with the old plan. Now you have a choice. You can say, I want that plan with these doctors, and another employee can say, I want that plan with these doctors. You can change to another plan in a year, and if you leave your job, you can take your plan with you. Okay, so explain to me, how exactly does this new system work? The easiest way to provide a stipend in your paycheck, you might get $500 a month as your health insurance stipend. The problem is that money is taxable. It's not like group health insurance. At Zane Benefits, we have the solution to that. We established a formal reimbursement program that complies with federal tax rules. We say there's $500 a month, but you only get it if you buy coverage and prove you bought it. The key is that you have whatever you want when you shop on the individual market, and now you're required to be an educated consumer. Well, how much money does the employer give the employee? It varies. But in every situation, it makes employees equal or better off than before. The policies can cost 20 to 60% less depending on your age and location, up to 80% less if you're a low-wage worker and your income is less than 400% of the poverty line. Is coverage better than what the employer provided? It's up to the employee. Let me use a car analogy. You can buy a Ford or a Maserati, a bronze, silver, gold, or platinum plan. You can find policy with coverage that's comparable to what you had. What does all this mean for people in their 50s and 60s who aren't yet on Medicare? Tell me that. Well, healthcare is the number one threat to early retirees. One of the messages is our book is that if you are an early retiree or plan to retire, you're counting on your employer to offer you health insurance in retirement. Well, don't plan on it. When they cancel health insurance plan, they will cancel your retirement coverage. Whoa. I guess so, because I've just been retired. This makes my third year retired. And if I wanted the company's plan for retirement benefits, it was $450 a month. Yes. $450 a month. I said, no, thank you. I shall find my own. Okay, how should employees face with buying insurance this way to do so wisely? You can't make a giant mistake because there are minimum standards that every plan must cover. The biggest mistake is not picking the right network of doctors. If you don't go to the doctor much, you might take a bronze or a silver plan. If you need a lot of health care, you might want a gold or platinum plan. Once you pick the coverage, do a provider look up to be sure the doctors you want are covered by those plans. What would you tell people who don't like this idea? The fact is, whether you like it or not, the current model of group health insurance is unsustainable. Some things got to give, just like it did with pensions. Okay. And we're doing another quick break here, and I'll be right back.
And if we have a little more, you know, It'd be a better place. What's happened to me, and now I realize that when it comes to love, you're gonna cry a little, hurt a little, feel a little pain in your heart, laugh a little, care a lot, take a look at what you got, 'cause you're only human, we make mistakes.
Oh, there you are.
When it comes to love, I want to have it all. Have it all, baby.
Maybe it's not something you can buy.
You can't find it in a store. Someone that's fine. What I'm looking for. I'm going to open up my heart and ask you to open yours.
Wow, I got booted out. I'm back.
So what was going on?
Yeah, well, I'm talking to you and all of a sudden, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I'm like,
I like, just
okay.
Gotta love BTR.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're on Skype too, right?
Mm-hmm, but we're on the air talking.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Like yellow buttons. Something else,
girl. Wait a minute. That's what I did before, and it took me off. I hit the yellow button, and it took me off.
Oh, okay. Well, no worries. We're not, you know, but just
yeah.
Thanks for letting me know. Set off any, you know, bomb. So you didn't even get a nap, huh?
Mm-mm. I'm going to do one more thing and then I'm going to get off. My arm is really hurting me bad.
And don't forget to use the pillows to prop your arm up. Remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. Give it support.
I love this song.
I was going to say, you sure be pulling out the cuts lately, don't you?
That's my guy, Phil Perry. Cry a little. Pain in your heart. Laugh a little. Care a lot. Take a look at what you got.
We human.
We make mistakes. Woo! Sing it, Phil. Sing it, baby.
Okay. Something to see in concert, huh?
No, it's up on your CD. When it comes to love,
I'd be the first one to say that I've made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, yeah, brother. We all have.
That's how you get better with it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Phil Perry. Just love that man. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, thank you. Oh, we have Brenda on the line with us, so always glad to hear from Brenda. My tummy is cramping me, as I told you at the beginning of the show, and I was going to try and hang out as long as I could, but my arm is giving me the blues. But I have one more thing I want to talk about, and then I'm going to close the show out. I just found this article this afternoon. Whenever you experience any pain or difficulty, always remember one of the deep meanings of the word suffering. Asking the world for something it can never give you. We expect and ask impossible things from the world. We ask for the perfect home and job, and that all the things we work hard to build and arrange run perfectly at the right time and place. Of course, that is asking for something that can never be given. We ask for profound meditation and enlightenment right here, right now. But that's not the way the universe works. If you ask for something that the world can't supply, you should understand that you're asking for suffering. So whether you work or meditate, please accept that things will go wrong from time to time. Your job is not to ask for things the world can give you. Your job is to observe. Your job is not to try to prod and push this world to make it just the way you would like it to be. Your job is to understand, accept, and let it go. The more you fight your body, your mind, your family, and the world, the more collateral damage you'll cause and the more pain you'll experience. Sometimes when we understand and stand back from our daily lives, we see the big picture. We see there's nothing wrong with the monastery, nothing wrong with us, nothing wrong with life. We understand that it's just the nature of the world. Things do go wrong. That's what the Buddha meant by the first noble truth of suffering. You work, struggle, and strive so hard to make your life just right, to make your home, your body, and your mind just right, and it goes wrong anyway. All right, and that is the end of my show. I'm going to close it out. I really like that. That was deep, considering the pain that I am. I just thought that was really deep.
Yeah.
From the world. So anyway, well, thank you, everybody, for being here today. Thank you, Brenda, for being here with me. And I do apologize for not doing my full hour of show, but if I wasn't hurting, y'all know I'd be here for the full hour. So, but I'll be back next Wednesday, 6 o'clock, in the studio. And don't forget, Friday Traffic Jams is on Spreaker.com now. So, and that's at 5 to 7 for 2 hours on Friday. Thank you, everybody, for being with me today. Thank you, Brenda, listening audience, people on the phone, chat room. Enjoyed you very much. Have a good weekend. And be sure and say please and thank you. All right. See y'all.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.